amen, 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 amen. I don't know if you all could actually hear the words of the song or you all know that song. It's a very old song. But when I asked God a couple of days ago, your pastor said, I need to know what you're going to preach and I need to know tomorrow. I said, it was the night. He said, I'm going to need to know in the morning. And so God started singing that song to me. He said, tell my people that change is coming, that now is not the time nor the place. And so, Father, we thank you today. We thank you, God, that we have learned how to wait on you. We thank you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God, we thank you, oh God, for a word in due season. God, we thank you, oh God, for a word in due season, how good it is. So, God, I pray that something that I say today brings life to the dry places in the name of Jesus, that you move by your spirit, and it's not by power nor by might, but it is by your spirit. God, let there be a word fitly spoken, God. For your words are spirit and they are life. Let life come to your people today, oh God. And we thank you and we love you, God. In the name of Jesus. So while I was sitting here, it's a few things that he said, and then we're going to go into the word. So while I was sitting here, he said, I said, okay, God, what is it that you like me to say? He said, change is coming. He said, I'm cleaning house. I'm fixing it. He said, fear not. And then last night he said relationships. There's someone in here that the relationship didn't turn out like you wanted it to turn out. He says, but I'm not through with you. He says, don't throw in the towel. He said, this, just wait on me. Learn how to wait on me. I know it was the end of the thing. I know it didn't happen like you wanted it to happen. But he says, I'm not done with you. I've got the next for you. He says, but learn how to wait on me. So I don't know who that was for today. But it was specific that last night, that was only last night's message. So, amen and amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. And so now we're talking about man and God in the beginning. I said, God, now what's the scripture to go with all this? He says, in the beginning. So, in the beginning, we understand that God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Understand that God said, let there be light. He acknowledges the darkness, but he never said that the darkness was good. But he understood that the darkness was necessary. And so now we're talking about the premises of your life. And so we understand that weeping may endure for a night, and it seems like we've been in the night season so long, right? He says, but the night season was necessary. And then as I began to study the word, as we go on and we talk about everything that God was doing, God had all these things that he put his hands to, that he created before he put man here. And so just like he did in the beginning, he's doing in our lives, he's preparing some places and some spaces, and we're saying, okay, God, what has taken so long? He said, but I've crossed my T's, I've dot my I's, what is going on? He's like, it's just not just about you. I've got to prepare those that are connected to you if you insist on taking them with you. He said, so I'm cleaning house and I'm fixing it. And so now we go on to God saying, okay, he talked about the day and the night and everything he did. And then he goes on and he goes to mankind. And I like how he talks about mankind. When it goes to Genesis 1 and 26, I love this because I never looked up the word subdue you all. I'm sorry, but I never looked it up. I never took the time to look it up. I just took it for granted that I knew. But I didn't understand how powerful of a word it is. So, and God said, let us make man in our image. Now, we're in Genesis 1 and 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, God created man in his own image. He didn't create man like the angels. He didn't create man in the image of something else or that was made before him. He said, I'm creating man in my own image. understand what I told you, that he, in the beginning, God began to speak, and it was, and by his words, the worlds were framed. So God took, he said, I want something that can move like me. He said, so when I breathe the breath of life into something, this thing can operate and have dominion. So now we go to, so God created man in his, what do we say? His own image, right? And in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. See, he gave some of this to the animals earlier on. He told them to be fruitful and multiply too. But he says to man, I need you to replenish. I need you to refortify, as maybe even an indication that something was before, but that's another conversation. Replenish the earth. And then he goes on and say, and subdue it. I said, what in the world? Let me go to my phone. Let me tell you what this definition of subdue is. When I tell you it's going to tickle your fancy, when he says subdue, I said, oh, my goodness, that was good. All right, all right, all right, here we go, here we go. Subdue, subdue. Subdue means to, now remember, he just, God himself said, I'm making man in my image, all-powerful God, in my image and likeness. Now, I'm creating this place for you to exist long before I put you here. And then when I put you here, not only do I set you here, I gave you a commitment to move like me. He says, so let's look up subdue. To subdue means to conquer. Whoosh. He said, I need you to conquer and to bring something or someone into subjection or control. He said, I put you here to take over. Yeah. All right. So I'm closing my book. I'm preaching and I'm going home. That was it. That was the message. No, I'm just kidding. But do you understand that we are living beneath our blood-bought right? Do we understand who we really are? Are we trying to be indoctrinated into a world system and a set of beliefs that are falsehoods? Do you understand that if God made us like my preacher, my brother, my friend over here always talks about kingdom and us being kingdom citizens, but do we really understand what that looks like to navigate this earth plane? And so there's some things that God gave us. And he talks about death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. But what does it mean? It means that you follow my example in the beginning. Because remember, he said, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In the beginning, when he spoke, he saw it manifest and it was good. He spoke, he saw it manifested and it was good. He says, I'm giving you some tools now. And so the other day I said, okay, Lord, things not looking like I want them to look. And like you said, they should look. And so I'm looking at the environment. I said, okay, God, the environment has been cleansed. What's the problem? You're not using your tools. I gave you some equipment. I gave you some tools. I gave you some instruction to use, but you're not using it. And it's so interesting how we have this idea, quote unquote, this idea of faith and what we want from God, but we don't have nobody feeding our faith, so our faith is not rising to the level for us to speak and call and to stay on that thing and to be consistent. Why? Because we're not even feeding our own faith. We're waiting for somebody to believe in us and believe what we're thinking and what we should believe. We're waiting on somebody else to come and water our faith and our belief system. But Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. But he also says my words are spirit and they are life. Yes, yes. David had to encourage himself when he was all by himself and he was running, right? So God gave us the word of God. He says you can water yourself. In this season, as we come out of the night season, in order to produce, because it's some places that we desire to go that we ain't never seen nobody go before. It's some places that God has called us to be, and we are trailblazers that we ain't seen nobody go. So we're in agreement with God, but we don't. How are we going to manifest this? How are we going to even bring our belief system up? God, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. He says, but you need to water it. He said, you need to speak that thing over yourself, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. So you need to speak what you believe in for in your hearing, so it can get in your heart and it can possess your soul and you can operate in that thing. So you can be the trailblazer that I have called you to be in this hour. And some of us are like, well, Lord, I've done everything. I've crossed my T's, I dot my I's, and my faith. Now, what am I supposed to do? Wait. 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 Because what's that song that says, he's still working when we can't see him. He's still working. He never stops. He never stops working. The Bible says he doesn't sleep and he doesn't slumber. He says he works all things after the counsel of his own will. That means that even when we're sleeping, he's working. Even when we're oops, he's working. Even when we fall short, he's still working. He never stopped. He never stopped working. He never stopped. He never stopped working. So God is working even the evil things, even the bad things, even the night hour. He's working it after the counsel of his own will. So when you know you have done all to stand, what did Donnie say do? Stand. Stand. Because he says, just a little while longer. Hold on, just a little while longer. God is coming to avenge your faith. He is on the way. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Change is on the way. Change is coming. Don't get caught up in the world system. Don't get caught up on what's going on. We got to be wise now. We got to have the spirit of the sons of Issachar. We got to be able to discern the time. But we got to see beyond what we see. And we understand that prophecy is still unfolding. And there's some things that God has not done. But whatever he is doing in this season, don't do it without me. Because the world got to clash in order for kingdom to arise. Trust. So you understand that when there's real shifts of power, one world collides and another prevails. We are the world that's prevailing. Be prepared. Get on your watch. Whatever God told you to do in this season, be guilty of doing that and some. That and more. Because God is looking for a way to bless you. He is looking for an avenue to get something to you. Why? Because surely, 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 as I stand here, chaos is on the way. Move and move quickly. Why? What did he command us to do? He said, I made you in my image and likeness. He said, be fruitful to multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Now you come to take over. You come to take over. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. He has put you here to take over. The world is waiting on the sons to show up. How many of you in the house understand that I'm not no longer a child, but there comes a time when I got to walk in my full citizenship, that I got to walk as a son, an heir? Because you understand that God doesn't just give over. Wait a minute. Let's just talk about a good father. Even a good father waits till a child is at the age of accountability to give over its inheritance. Amen. So just think what more than that will God do. So some of us, he is waiting for us to arrive at our full sonship, our place of maturity, so he can hand over that he has for us. Because we were put here to be fruitful, multiply, to replenish, and we're subduing. Amen. 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 So I think the problem sometimes comes in the waiting and the hope deferred that makes the heart sick. And we forget in the waiting that God is still working in, encouraging our hearts. And it's really hard sometimes to look beyond the facts and see the truth, isn't it? That's why it is so important that we find some people in our lives that can believe for the impossible. And so in this hour, I know this church is birthing some new things, and your pastor is. When I tell you, you understand the faith house that you all have in your pastor here. When I tell you, he will push you out on the water and say, here, I'm here to support you. He has given you all a great example of what that looks like to walk on the water. Now join him out on the water. Join him out on the water. Whatever it is God has asked you to do, go to your leader. Talk about it, because he's going to help you to push that thing out, to birth that thing out. Don't sit on your hands any longer. This is not the time nor the place. Yeah. So, as I'm wrapping up today, I want to admonish you that the faith that you're waiting on is going to come from the words of your own mouth. And that we have chased conferences and we have chased people. We have looked for a word in due season, but the word is in our belly. We have itching ears and we're looking for prophecy, but God said, I have given you a more excellent, a more sure word of prophecy. Get in your word. And we talk about the life rooms, how to navigate the land through the word, this land through the word of God. Understand, everything you need is in this book. I want to know God's will for my life is right here. I want to know what the future has in store is right here. Every place that you need to tread in life, the answer is here. Because in this season, I'm in agreement with the word. I come to subdue. Who with me? Amen.
I remember Bishop used to always quote that, did not our hearts and our burn as the woman of God spoke to us along the way. Thank you, Apostle Melody. Thank you so very much. It's not the time nor the place. I was talking. Everybody stand to your feet. I was talking to Camilla. I came up to the church, and she was leaving, and I was coming, and we just started to talk about the situations that's going on. And it's some challenging times ahead for a lot of people. And listen, if you can't walk with the walking, what are you going to do when the horsemen come, right? So we have to be locked in now, more so now than ever before in our word. This is not the time to lose faith. This is the time to really, really dig into your word, really dig into your walk with God. Because times are challenging, but the answer is within you. Everybody say, the answer is within me. All right, so you got to break through those layers, all those layers, right, and realize that God is trying to peel through them as well. And we keep pressing them down. He's trying to bless you, but you, some of you all don't want his blessing, right? But this is not the time to give up. This is the time to hold on. This is the time to love. This is the time to care. This is the time to embrace each other because times are challenging, but not for the saints, though. Because the saints understand that we hold each other up, right? If my brother have it, I got it, right? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this powerful word that you spoke to us today. Thank you for opening up Melanie's heart. Thank you for opening her mind. Thank you for speaking through her. Thank you for letting her share your powerful mission to us. And Lord, we ask you to touch the hearts and minds of every single person here today and let them know that you would never leave them nor forsake them. You are with them every step of the way. You brought them through it all. You bless them through the challenging situation. We are where we are because of your grace and your mercy. So, Lord, we ask you to open up the hearts of those who are out there who do not know you, that don't understand who you are, so they can have a greater love for you and then have a greater love for themselves, then have a greater love for humanity. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we prepare our hearts for departure, I want to challenge you all to make a commitment. To make a commitment to make it today better than yesterday. Representing God better today than you did yesterday. Having confidence in God today better than you did yesterday. And the altar is open for those who would like prayer. You'd like someone to just join you in prayer, just to pray with you, to touch and agree. The altar is open for you. If you want to be a part of the Kingdom family, Kingdom Embassy family, come up. We'd be more than happy to join you in our family. So, Lord, as we leave this place, never your presence, keep the power of God ever present in our life. Be with us. Guide our hearts. Guide our minds. Let us always know that it's you that's working in us that make a difference in the world. Thank you so much for your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. The altar is open for those who like prayer.